a couple of finished here, but they sound pretty good. One of them I got to witness myself finally, and this is a humdinger.
Great.
Unbelievable. I couldn't believe my own eyes. Now, this is on September 25th, and I'm still working on it. I've got another witness to interview yet. But this thing was seen over North Everett. A guy called me. I was working police dispatch about 8:30 on that night. A guy called me up, and they were watching this strange object do some aerial acrobatics out just north of town, about a quarter of a mile away from their residence. Guy said it had some lights on it, blue, red, and white, which I immediately thought was an airplane. So I dispatched an officer out there, but the officer got there, and the thing had disappeared to the south for a little bit, and then I got a burglary or robbery or something, had to call him off. But it came back, the guy called me back, and so I called all the airports around, and they informed me that there were two light planes there up in the area, of which this guy did observe along with this thing. So anyhow, it was zipping around pretty fast, hovering, staying in one spot, moving at a fast rate of speed, you know, from where it was 30 miles away and back.
Yes.
And so anyhow, I couldn't take it anymore, so I had the supervisor relieve me, and I went up on the fourth floor of the courthouse, which you can see the whole area. And I looked around, and I immediately saw the two planes buzzing around. And I was about ready to give it up. I couldn't see anything. When, geez, all of a sudden, right there in front of me is this great big... well, first I saw the lights. There's three of them. And this thing was kind of coming down in a spiral. It looked to be about 3,000 feet up in the air. This was directly east of me from Everett.
Uh-huh.
Okay, this thing just spiraled down to about 1,500 feet very slowly. And when it got to the bottom, it just stopped and hung there at about 1,500. And at that time, I could see the two lights in front and one in the rear, but they weren't like airplane lights, you know. They were kind of like a floodlight, all of them going down.
Yes.
And they would pulsate. They would stretch out to about maybe 100 feet or maybe further. That was just my estimation. And then dim back down to nothing. And when they get almost down to dim, I could make out this big outline like a shield or a bullet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And by this time, I couldn't believe my eyes. There's no sound, no nothing. So I watched it for a few minutes. Then the thing takes off again and retraces the spiral right back up to about 3,000.
Oh, boy.
Now then, I guess it's about where it was when I first saw it. The thing kind of pulsated and kind of stopped, and it kind of glowed a little bit, you know. Real strange light. I've never seen anything like it on anything. I can't hardly even describe the type of light it was. But anyhow, it moved off to the north and went way out over the valley there, hung there for a minute. And then this baby comes right back towards me, goes right over my head, I would say less than 1,000 feet. Went by me, went to the south of town here a little bit, and then started doing some funny gyrations, up, down, ahead, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then nothing. Just blinked out and was gone.
Yeah. What time was this, Jerry?
This was at 8:35. Now, about 8:40, I would say, when I got up on the roof.
Okay.
Now, when this thing went over my head, there was absolutely no sound, and it was just an eerie feeling, let me tell you. And I thought I would possibly be able to identify something at that time, but all the light seemed to be, when it went over me, they all seemed to be melded in together or something.
Yeah,
so it was kind of a funny, not like a light, but more of a glowy thing, you know?
Yeah, like a band of light around it.
Well, I wouldn't say that. It's just weird.
Yeah.
I thought if I ever got to see anything like this, I'd be able to really get a good report, but I was dumbfounded, to say the least.
I can understand that.
But Oh, I don't know. Anyhow, the one light, when I was sitting out there, one light was kind of a bluish green color. The other light right next to it seemed to be on the edge facing me was kind of an orangish color. And the one on the back was kind of in between a red and a white. Real funny kind of light. And like I say, when it brightened up, it seemed like everything just went together and it just projected a big thing way out away from the craft, only
right.
Downward, you know.
Right. This is it, all right.
Really something. I was dumbfounded the rest of the night. I couldn't hardly dispatch.
You're a lucky man.
Oh, yeah, that's the first. I didn't think I'd ever get in on something like that, but if I hadn't have been a busy night, you know, and I could have kept the officer there, well, I could have got a report from him, too, but anyhow, I went out and got a report from this Mr. Roos that lives out north of town here, and had him make out a report and sign a statement and everything, and then I got a hold of one of the neighbors up there, and their kids, evidently, were watching this thing for quite some time before the people noticed it out their window, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I had them make up, these are kids 13 and 14, live up the street, but I had them make up a report anyhow on it. And also, when I got to talk to this guy three times now, and when I got out there to talk to him, he told me that one of these planes appeared to try to close in on this thing. He said it came around and came up behind it and was flying along in the same flight path, probably about a mile apart, when all of a sudden this thing just increased the speed and was 30 miles away within a matter of seconds.
Right.
So I tried to find out, you know, who was in the planes up there that night. So far I haven't had any luck. Evidently, Payne said that they had two planes in sight in that area, and Snohomish had a plane up, and Arlington had a plane up. But everybody's kind of guffawing me in that direction, and
yeah.
I'm not sure whether I'll get anything out of the pilot or not.
Well, beautiful.
But that's the good report. I also have another one here that's fairly good. I think it's pretty credible.
Well, instead of running up your telephone bill, Jerry, why don't we just drop up and see you?
Yeah, that'd be great.
You're going to be off?
I've got to work today, and I'll be off for three.
That means you'll be off tomorrow and Sunday.
Right.
You got anything planned for tomorrow?
No, I'm keeping it open. I've had so much to do, and I've been training extra and working extra down there at the job, and everything's finally straightened out to where I got some time, and I'm going to be able to devote a little more back into it again, so I've been trying to keep up with everything that's going on up here, but that's about all I've been able to handle.
Yeah, well, that's a one-man job anyway. How about tomorrow morning sometime?
Sounds good.
Would 10 be too early?
Oh,
I get off of work at 8 o'clock.
Oh, anytime.
Okay, I'll get Jacob and come running up there.
Great, sounds good.
Okay, how's your family?
Oh, everybody's good. Glenda's working every day, I'm working every day. Kids are going to school. We never see each other, but one of these days.
Oh, well. Still under the same roof, anyway.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow morning.
Hey, sounds good.
Thanks a lot, Jerry.
You betcha.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.